Michigan's internationally acclaimed poet and essayist Thomas Lynch is best known for his writings on death. Lynch is out with a new collection of essays and poetry. It's titled Whence and Whither on Lives and Living. Our reviewer Keith Taylor talks about the importance of this collection.
For several decades, Thomas Lynch worked as the funeral director in Milford, Michigan. It was work that brought him into contact with his townspeople at their most vulnerable moments. He learned much from these people about fear and faith, about love, and about the places where love was not quite enough. There was another occupation that kept Lynch up at night, working alone in the front room of the old house across the street from the funeral home. There he wrote poems and practiced his prose. It appears that he fits the stereotype and had the Irish gift of words, how they sounded off each other and where they released their meaning. He started winning awards for his poetry and his essays. Over the years, he published 10 books, essays, poetry, even a collection of short stories. He contributed to the popular, professional, and literary press. In Britain, he has been a respected commentator on the BBC. Now in this new book, Whence and Whither, he has collected many of these pieces. But the book doesn't feel random. It has direction and purpose. Lynch memorializes Irish and American poets he's been close to over the years. Perhaps the most moving of these is about the great Irish Nobel laureate Seamus Heaney. Lynch rode with the undertaker in the hearse that carried Heaney's body from Dublin to Derry for burial. Lynch writes, "All the way up there, people lined the way, on the overpasses and in the halted intersections where people got out of their cars to applaud the cortege of the great poet. Women were weeping and wiping tears from their faces. Men held the palms of their hands to their hearts, caps doffed, thumbs up, everyone at their best attention. Maybe Ireland is the only place left where poets are loved this much." But the theme that unifies most of this book is Lynch's attempt to understand his own faith, or his lack of it. He calls himself happily apostate, and like many adult Catholics, he's felt betrayed by the hierarchic response to the abuse accusations these last few years. Yet in his occupation, he has been confronted daily with a courage he associates with religious figures. He writes about funerals. "When someone shows up, priest or pastor, rabbi or imam, venerable master or fellow traveler, to stand with the living and the dead, armed with nothing more than a shred of faith and helpful purpose, I know I am witnessing uncommon courage, and my perpetually shaken faith is emboldened by theirs." There are no easy answers in Whence and Whither, nothing that resolves the big questions, from whence do we come and whither do we go. But there is the moving story of one man's search through his own mind and his occupation and his perpetually shaken faith.
That was writer Keith Taylor with his review of writer Thomas Lynch's latest collection, Whence and Whither, on Lives and Living.